You are listening to the audio of Seduced in the Classroom, brought to you by sexierstories.com. Please visit our website for more erotica pleasure. Now let's get started. I never imagined myself being seduced by my own college professor, let alone sucking his cock while still inside the classroom. But here we were, with most of our classmates already gone for the day, and I couldn't wait to get him hard and wet between my lips. His name was Mr. Sanford, a tall, handsome man in his early 40s, with a strong jawline and piercing green eyes that seemed to stare straight into my soul whenever he looked at me. We had been casually texting each other for the past few weeks, ever since I started adding a little bit of heat to our conversations with some flirtatious comments here and there. At first, it was just harmless banter between us, nothing too serious or overtly sexual. But as time went on, we began discussing more intimate topics like how much we wanted to suck and fuck each other. And eventually, after many late-night texting sessions, our dirty talks turned into fantasies of us hooking up right there in the classroom where it all started. Now, here I was, alone with him in that empty room, my heart pounding in anticipation as he stood over me while I kneeled down on the cold floor tiles. My hands trembled slightly as I reached out to unbutton his slacks, feeling the warmth of his body radiating through the fabric of his clothes. "Are you sure about this?" he asked softly, his voice husky with desire. I looked up at him, my eyes locked onto his, and replied confidently, "Yes, I want this. I want you." With that, I pulled down his pants and underwear, exposing the full length of his erection to me for the very first time. It was thick and hard, just as he had described it in our texts. A perfect cock made just for my mouth. "Oh, fuck," he muttered under his breath, clearly taken aback by how eagerly I dived right into sucking him off. My lips wrapped around the head of his cock, savouring every inch as I slid deeper down onto it, feeling it throb against the back of my throat. He let out a low groan of pleasure, and I could tell he was struggling to hold back from thrusting too hard into me. But I wanted him to take control. After all, this was his fantasy come true just as much as mine. "That's it, baby," he encouraged me, running his fingers through my hair while I bobbed up and down on his cock. "You look so fucking hot with your lips wrapped around my cock." His dirty talk only made me more aroused, causing my pussy to moisten even more than before. And as I continued sucking him off, I couldn't help but wonder if he could taste how wet I was becoming just from being close to him like this. "I want you to come in my mouth," I told him boldly, looking up at him with lust-filled eyes. "I want to swallow every last drop." He let out another deep groan, clearly loving the idea of me servicing his cock so eagerly and willingly. And before long, I could feel his cock swelling inside my mouth, signalling that he was about to explode all over my face. "Oh God, I'm gonna come," he warned me, his voice shaking with anticipation. "I'm not sure if I can hold back much longer." I tightened my grip around the base of his cock, preparing myself for the incoming burst of hot cum that was about to fill up my mouth. And when it finally came, I eagerly accepted every last drop, savoring the salty taste as it slid down my throat and into my belly. "That was amazing," he panted after catching his breath, his cock still hard between my lips. "But now it's your turn," he said. He reached down to help me stand up, then led me over to one of the more private desks at the front corner of the classroom. With a wicked grin on his face, he bent me over the desk and pulled aside my skirt, exposing the lacy thong I was wearing beneath it. "I've been dreaming about this moment ever since we started texting each other," he admitted, running his fingers along the curve of my ass before hooking them under the waistband of my thong. "And now that it's finally happening, I don't want to waste a single second." He pulled down my thong, leaving me completely naked from the waist down as he buried his face between my legs, his tongue immediately finding its way inside my wet pussy. I moaned loudly, arching my back against the desk while he licked and sucked at my clit with expert precision. "Oh God, yes!" I cried out, feeling an intense orgasm building up inside me like never before. "Keep going, don't stop!" He continued eating me out relentlessly, his fingers joining in on the action as they slid inside my pussy, stretching me open and filling me up with pleasure. And when he finally brought me over the edge, I screamed loudly, my body convulsing uncontrollably as wave after wave of ecstasy washed over me. "That was incredible," he said, kissing his way back up to my mouth after we had both recovered from our earth-shattering orgasms. "But unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today." I nodded sadly, knowing deep down that this wasn't going to be the last time we hooked up together in such a naughty and intimate manner. And as I pulled my skirt back down over my hips, I couldn't help but smile at the thought of all the dirty things we were still yet to explore with each other. Thank you for listening to the audio of Seduced in the Classroom. If you enjoyed it, please like and follow us for more. You can also visit our website, sexierstories.com, for more erotica pleasure.